24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. Oh man, I miss you since last time. What have you been doing without me, huh? Oh really? Okay, I got that. Today's show is gonna be, I got an email from a listener, and she said, she want to know how she can keep a good man in her life. So today's tip is going to be four good ways to keep a good man in your life, right? Because it's easy to track a regular man, right? This is yours truly, Late Night with Benny Love on Bashani Radio app. Just make sure you download this on iPhones and Android. So that you can listen to this and all the other shows that we got on Bashani Radio app. And, I appreciate you guys supporting, and we have so many, 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 many listeners out there. And what I appreciate is how much you really, really care. And I just want you to know I care about you too, right? Even if you ain't got a man there with you all the time, just know I care about you, right? So every weekend I'll come here and I'll just tell you how much I care about you. That's why I try to bring you topics that can add value to your life and encourage you into doing so many things, right? Right here on Late Night with Benny Love. I so appreciate you and everything you do, right? So if you to get on my VIP direct list, I want you to text the word love cash, that's love cash, to 91096. That's 910 to 996, and that will put you on my direct list, what will entitle you to prizes, gifts, cash prizes. You know, maybe even a meet and greet with me live and in person somewhere around the country. You just never know. So make sure you text love cash to 91096. I want to be your friend, and I want you to be my friend. Okay? I know this coronavirus has a lot of people locked down inside, and I felt, well, if you're going to be locked down inside, you might as well enjoy yourself. And I want to bring some added value into your lives. But before we get started, I just want to say this to everybody. Always remember this. There have been many, many, many different type of diseases and things that come out. And we're going to get through this too. All right. So don't run around with fear, because one thing I can tell you is that God didn't give you the spirit of fear. God only gives you the spirit of faith and power. You just got to have a little faith so you can maintain your power. So if he doesn't give you the spirit of fear, you shouldn't be running around fearful, okay? That means if you don't get it from him, you're getting it from another place, and we're not going to even talk about that, because that's not what we do here on Late Night with Benny Love. We stick to the things that inspire and uplift you into a whole nother level, right? All right, so I got an email from Sherry from California. Sherry said, Benny Love, I have no problem attracting many, many men. A whole bunch of men sliding up into my DMs, and when I go out, they're giving me their phone numbers and all of these things. So I really don't have that problem. But I do seem to have a problem of keeping a good man, you know, past that infatuation point. You know what I mean? I'm a beautiful young lady, you know, if I might say so. But I need to know how to keep a good man. Okay, Sherry, you called on the right person. And, you know, Benny Love, and what I decided to do, I say, what was the best way to approach this email? So what I said is, I'm going to give you 4 tips, which is like attributes of keeping a good man in your life, because believe it or not, there's a lot of women who have good men in their lives, is that a lot of times our eyes have us looking for other things that are not necessarily conducive to a good man per se. All right. So, number one, you got to be more than beautiful to keep a good man. That's number one. Let me tell you something. Beauty, when they say beauty is only skin deep, that's absolutely right. Beauty is only skin deep. All right. If all you got to offer is how beautiful you are and how pretty you are, well, you're going to be thoroughly disappointed. Because once you get past the beauty, you got to be able to communicate. Once you got to get past the beauty, you got to be able to relate. And if everybody's running around here telling you how beautiful you are, then at some point, you know, it's going to affect your ego. And you believe that you're so beautiful that, that's all you really need. And when it comes to keeping a good man in your life, men are visual. So let's not get this wrong. Okay. But you're going to need more than that to keep a good man. All right. You can attract all the men you want, or all the men you want to give you that attention, but that don't necessarily mean it's a good man for the long term. And that's what you want. You know, men love to have eye candy, as they say, on their arms. But when it all said and done, you know, when you go home and all the makeup is taken off, or if you just have that natural beauty, when you're not looking your best, when you're sick, you know, then what you're going to do? All right. You need a man who's going to be there through the good and the bad times. So you got to give him something to hold on to. Now, ladies, please don't email me talking about, well, it goes both ways. Yes, it does. But today I'm only addressing the side of the woman Sherry asks, and she asks how she can keep a good man in her life. So I just want to give her tips, and in no way am I an expert in it. I just, you know, I've been around for a minute, and, you know, I've had some really intense relationships. So, you know, if this connects with you, then it disconnects with you. If it don't, then I still love you no matter what. All right. But yes, you got to be more than just beautiful to keep a good man, because once you get past the beauty, once you've had that intimate connection, and you can't sit and have a conversation, if you can't talk about things that of how you're going to advance, how he's going to advance, if you can't support things that interest him, if he can't support things that interest you, and all you're left is with the beauty, that's just not enough to keep a good man in your life. So I'm not saying that beautiful women can't keep a good man. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, there's got to be more depth to your character as an individual to keep a good man in your life. Otherwise, you're going to have a lot of friends with benefits. All right. And although that may sound good, feel good for a moment, at some point, you're going to want somebody that really, really is there for you, who really want to take the long ride, who really want to take the long journey with you. And that's number one. Number two, it's the small things that matter the most. All right. See, ladies, you know, a lot of times women say, well, you know, I'm a linoleum woman, and I don't do this, or I don't do that, or whatever. But it's the small gestures that attract and keep a man coming back for more. You know what I mean? How hard is it for you to do something special for him every now and then? You know, I don't care if it's maybe running this bath water or cooking a good meal. Some women say, oh, I don't cook, or that's cool. But how hard is it just because you don't like, why don't you do it for him? And, you know, some men, it's the small things that really, really matter. I know, like me, I'm a sensitive guy, and you know, it's the small little things to me that really, really matters. It's the effort that's put behind things that keeps me and my attention there, because I feel like the same way I'm gonna put effort out to make sure she's special. I want to find out the things that make her smile. I want to find out the things that you know that she enjoys. You know, what makes her feel good, and most importantly, I want to do it on a day that's not the traditional day. You know, why wait for Valentine's Day? Why wait for her birthday or Christmas? I want to do it on a Tuesday where there is nothing, absolutely nothing going on, right? That way it can signify I was just thinking about you. So ladies, you got to learn how to do that same thing. You got to learn how to take the little effort. You know, maybe he has a favorite meal that he loves, okay? All right, yeah, maybe you don't cook or whatever, but how about you attempt to do that for him one day and just to surprise him or whatever? It's the little small things that, see, men need to feel like they are appreciated, because the same way men go out their way to make a woman feels like she's appreciated, men, we need to feel like we are appreciated too. Yeah, I know a lot of times men are bought up to be the hard one, to be the strong one, to show no feelings. But ladies, here's a little secret. Men have feelings too. Men cry in the dark. Men have those low moments where they feel like they're not in control. And even if they don't show you, they do have those moments. And it's okay, because if a man can expose that to you, that means he cares about you. If a man can expose those things of what, you know, makes him tick and what's going on with him, that means he trusts you. He trusts your opinion, and he trusts you as an individual. So it's the small things that matters the most. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe he has a drink that he loves, or maybe he has a certain type of food, or perfume, or cologne, or something that, you know, does it for him. Why don't you find that out? It ain't hard in a conversation, you know, and it don't have to be on a birthday. It don't have to be on Valentine's Day. Do something special and make that day special, all right? Because, see, the way to keeping a man's attention, if he feels like he has gotten everything he needs at home, he ain't gonna go nowhere else to mess that up, all right? Long as he feeling like, and I'm not saying that, you know, you gotta be at your waiting, begging, call for that man to make sure, because, you know, a real man will be a real man. He has to make the decisions on his own. And if your man steps out, remember, he was part of that decision, so he made a bad decision, and it's not necessarily your fault. You understand? It was his own decision. But what I am saying is that learn to do the small things, the things that make him good. You know, if he, you know, what if he's a sports guy? You know what I mean? He likes to watch the game. So how about this? Why don't you make a whole big platter of whatever his favorite foods is, and when the game come on, you either sit there with him, or you say, honey, I'm going to give you some time alone and let you enjoy your game. And if you need anything, just holler at me. I'll bring it to you. You know what I mean? See, it's just those little small things. It doesn't take a lot of money to make somebody feel special. You know what I mean? People say, oh, you know, you got this and you got that, so you can do those things. No, no, no. It doesn't take a lot of money to make somebody feel special. So it's the small things. A lot of times people, ego gets in the way for them treating somebody else special. They think that it's all about them. And here's one thing I can guarantee you, ladies. If you always think it's all about you, you will always be alone in the long run. That I can guarantee you. All right? Just in case you're just joining us, we're through the halfway point. You're listening to Late Night with Benny Love right here on Bashani Radio app exclusively, baby. You can't find Late Night with Benny Love on any other platform because we're exclusive here on Bashani Radio app, all right? So I want you to be on my very special list. I want you to text Love Cash, that's L-O-V-E, Cash to 91096. That's Love Cash to 91096. What that will do is put you on my special Love VIP list where, you know, I'll be giving out special prizes, gifts. You know, at any point, any moment, you may get a thing to your phone and say you just won $100. Or you may say, hey, you just won a meet and greet with Benny Love in your city. You just never know what it may be. All right. It's just my way of saying thank you for being here and being part of Late Night with Benny Love, because I love you and you can't do really a damn thing about it. Today I'm talking about four tips that you can do to keep a good man in your life, and they are not in any particular order. I'm just saying what I feel, and maybe something connects with you, it connects with you. Maybe it don't connect with you. That's all good. But know that I'm a man and I've been a man all my life, and these are some of the things I've learned about myself. So I'm sure there's some other men that can co-sign on some of these things, and there might be some that can't. And that's okay, though, because there is no one shoe that fits all, right? All right. So number one was, you got to be more than just a beautiful woman to keep a good man. Number two, it's the small things that matter the most. So we're going to go to number three. A man needs to feel like he is needed. See? I know there's a lot of women out there, you know, et cetera, that are doing the damn thing. And, you know, I ain't mad at that. But I want you to think about it like this. Michelle Obama, she was President Obama's boss when they first met. She was his immediate supervisor, right? She's a woman who can hold her own. She's smart. She's intelligent, and she's beautiful. But you know one thing that she was able to do? She knew how to play her position. And she know when her man became the president, she wanted to be the best wife, the best first lady, the best mother to her kids, and the best friend to Barack that she can possibly be. Even though she was probably smarter than Barack all day long, right? So what I'm saying is, a man needs to feel like he is needed. She had a way of making Barack feel like the president he was inside, making him feel like the husband he was inside, making him feel like the father he was inside, regardless of whatever went on. In the 8 years he was president, there was zero scandals. You know why? Because they both played their position. So what I'm saying is, ladies, yes, you can be the CEO of your multi-million dollar company. You can be the smartest cat on the block. You can be the most intelligent woman you ever want to be. But at some point, to keep a good man, you're going to have to let him know that he's needed in your life. You know what I mean? Some women be like, well, I got my own money. I got my own house. I got my own car. I don't need no man for anything. And you probably don't. But remember, we're humans first. And humans need humans. Okay? Whether that's a man or a woman, humans need humans. Humans teach humans. Humans love humans. All right? So if you always feel like you ain't got to make him feel special, well, you're not going to get one that stays around for long, because at some point he's going to want to feel special, and he's going to give you a couple little hints. He's going to give you little clues about how special he feels or how special he does not feel. And it's up to you to hear that. All right. And if you, if it's all about you all the time, if it's never about him, if you can't take a little time to make him feel special, if you can't take a little time to make him feel like the person he knows he is, then he will look for somebody that will do that at some point. You know what I mean? See, relationships are a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen. That I can absolutely tell you. Relationships require a lot of effort consistently. You can't give a little bit of here and then give a little bit of there. Relationships require a lot of attention and adjusting. You understand? Because what happens is oftentimes people send their representative when they first meet somebody. You know what I'm saying? That person is doing everything they know the other person wanted to do. They're going out their way. They're doing the little things that make that person happy. And then for some reason, once they get that person locked down, then it's not as important to do those same things. You know, I had an OG one time tell me, he said, whatever you do to get that woman is what you have to continue to do to keep that woman. Well, ladies, guess what? That works for men too. Whatever you did to get that man, you got to continue to keep that man. You know what I mean? If, you know, you would go to bed with the sexiest things on, you know, don't come to bed with a football uniform on. That's not how you got him. Continue to wear those sexy things. You know, if you come to, if you normally come to bed naked, well, a damn, make sure you stay naked unless you're just not feeling good, right? Because a man is going to notice when things change. You know what I mean? And if it's not the norm, he's going to start to question what is the norm and what is not the norm based on when everything was going right. So you got to ask yourself, am I doing what I did to get him? Am I doing those same things to keep him? See, all of that matters. All of that absolutely matters. All right? And number four, last but not least, you got to give it, baby. You got to be an excellent giver, but you got to be an excellent receiver too, right? What I find sometimes with women, they are excellent receivers, but not excellent givers. Now, I'm just talking in general, all right? Don't send me emails talking about why you talk about women like that. I'm just talking in general. All right. Because what I've learned is that, you know, let's take it to the bedroom for a second. Right. If he can go down on you, you can return the favor. I can guarantee you that. Right. You got to give or take. If he can dance around the room, you can dance around the room. If he can put it on you, you can put it on him. You understand? See, a lot of times people be like, no, I just want to get done. You know what I mean? And, you know, but remember, you got to keep it exciting in the bedroom. You got to try new things. Because if you don't try new things, he's going to be looking for somebody else that will try new things. You know, it's, I don't care what type of woman you are outside the bedroom. But when you get in that bedroom with your man, when you get in that bedroom with your significant other, when you get in that bedroom with your husband, your wife, it's time to be the freak they want you to be. It, whatever that means to you guys, it's time to lay it down. You know what I mean? Don't nobody want to hear, I don't do that, I don't do this, I don't do that. No, 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 no. If you can be an excellent receiver, ladies, you know what I mean. You got to be an excellent giver. You know what I mean? If you want him to go downtown, you probably need to learn how to go downtown too, right? Yeah, I'm going to keep this PG right way here, you know what I mean? But, you know, all in all, ladies, is what I'm saying is you got to be an excellent, if you can be an excellent receiver, you got to be an excellent giver. and that will keep a good man in your life. He don't want to feel like he has to do it all the time. He wants to feel like this is a teamwork right here. You know, I'm going to do it to her. She going to do it to me. We going to do it to each other. Ah, damn. That's what is really good. You know what I mean, right? But I don't have to be explicit here to let you know what I mean. You can read between the lines, right, ladies? I know some of you ladies love it, absolutely love when the man goes down on the ice cream. You know what I mean? So you should have no problem when it comes to the lollipop. You know what I mean? That's why we keep this exclusively right here on the Bashani Radio app, Grown Folks Radio, baby. All right? You know, but all jokes aside, though, ladies, you got to be a good giver just as you are a great receiver. A man will go out of his way to do it for you as long as you can go out your way. And then, you know, if he's lacking somewhere, then you need to pull up the slack. And if you're lacking somewhere, he pull up the slack. But whatever it is, there's always ways around things that are not quite rolling together if you've been together a long time. You know what I mean? And when I talk about your man, I'm not talking about your friend with benefits. I'm not talking about the person you just with right now. But you know there is no longevity going on there. You know what I mean? That you know that you're not going to be around for a long time, or you just here for right then. You know what I mean? I'm talking about somebody you want to keep in your life for a long period of time. All right? Not just your F buddy. Not just your friends with benefits. Not just for your right now, dude. See, those are not men that are built for longevity, because you've already said in your mind that he's not going to be there for a long time, right? So if you've already set that in your mind, there ain't no need of even thinking about some of the things I'm saying here. This is only for those women like Sherry who wants to keep a good man in their life. You know what I mean? You know, and when I say good man, what do we talk about good man? A good man is somebody who should be your best friend. A good man is somebody who should be your homie. A good man is somebody who should be your lover. A good man is somebody who should be your husband. A good man is somebody who should be your rescuer. A good man is somebody who just wants the best for you. You understand what I'm saying? Remember, ladies, we all have the power to make people feel special. And regardless of how beautiful you may be or may not be, or whatever you feel about yourself, beauty is only skin deep when it comes down to it. If you put all the bodies in one place, you know what I mean? After you get past the physical, what do you really got? Can you have a conversation with them? You know what I mean? Instead of focusing on the man that has that six pack, won't you focus on the man that have his life intact? Instead of focusing on the green eyes and Johnny with the good hair. I just made that up right there. You remember Becky with the good hair, Johnny with the good hair, Jesus with the good hair. You should focus on, how does this man make me feel? You know what I mean? Because if all that you focus on is the looks, then that's probably good for a couple of late nights when you don't have a little wine and everything is done. You know what I mean? But there ain't no longevity in that. You understand? So I hope this episode has really done it for you. Just as me do a recap of, you know, four great tips to keep a good man in your life. You got to be more than just a beautiful woman to keep a good man. Number two, it's the small things that matter the most. Number three, a man needs to feel like he's needed. And number four, if you can be an excellent receiver, you need to be an excellent giver. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, these things, these tips can help you. Maybe you heard something here tonight that sparked something in you, and you want to reach out to me at Benny Love, right? Go right ahead. Why don't you go to BennyLove.com? That's BENNIE Love.com, right? And I want you to leave your email and your question. You know, or if you want to get even more closer, you can text Love Cash to 91096. I want you to text Love Cash 91096 and get on my private and direct list. And, you know, you never know. You may get an email or a text that says you just won $1,000. You know, right when you needed it. You may get a text that say you won a dozen of roses. You may get a text that say you get the meet and greet with Benny Love in a city of your choice. You may get a text that say, hey, I got one seat open on the private jet. You want a ride? You never know what's possible. So make sure you text Love Cash 91096 and get on that special list. All right? Because I love you. I love you so much. And I really want you to love yourself. Because one thing I've absolutely know is when you love yourself, you can then love others. You know, when I was doing this show, I realized that there are a lot of beautiful, gorgeous women out there. But they're hurting inside, and they want to show the feelings, and they want to show the outward expression that everything is fine and okay. But they're hurting inside. They just want somebody to love them. Some of y'all got something going on in your lives. I know this is for somebody, so I'm going to just ride with it for a second. Some of y'all got something going on in your lives that you wish you can talk to somebody about. That's why Benny Love is here. I'm here. You can text me anonymously. You can email me and just use another name. It doesn't matter because it's not about the name. It's about the information. I know there's some of y'all out there that you're lonely and you really want to talk to somebody that can give you some sound advice. I'm here for you, baby. All you got to do is reach out to me. Text 91096. Text Love Cash to 91096 or go to BennyLove.com and put your name, your email, and your question in. And you never know. The same way I just answered Sherry's question is the same way I can answer your question right here on Late Night with Benny Love on Bashani Radio. You hear what I'm saying? I want you to rewind this and rewind it again. And maybe there's something in there from it. And I'm feeling chills over my body as I do this particular show. So I know there's somebody out there. I can see you in my mind's eye. You needed this. You needed to hear this. And if it feels like I'm talking to you, it's probably because I am. All right. I can see more than you think I could see. And I know you need an honest voice like me, right? That's why Benny Love is here. I am the CEO, the Chief Love Officer. CLO, I apologize. I said I'm the CEO, then the CLO, all right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm the CLO. Okay, let's ride with that. Sometimes you ain't that perfect. I'm your Chief Love Officer, Benny Love, right here on Bashani Radio, worldwide, all right? right to your phones. You can find this episode nowhere else on any other platform except exclusively here on Bashani Radio app. Make sure you download for your iPhones and your Android, because I want to be here for you. All right. Until next time, make sure you reach out to me. Once again, text Love Cash to 91096 to get on my list. Or if you want to leave a question and you want me to answer it, I can do it. And I don't even have to say your name. There's some of y'all out there that really want to talk to me and you don't know how to reach out to me. I can promise you, any questions you have will be in the strict confidence of Benny Love. All right? I answer my own emails. All right? Because I want to make sure that privacy is our number one thing. Until next time, man, I love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. You made me feel so special, and I hope I made you feel special. Please reach out to me and let me know how you feel. All right? Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. Sometimes you just need somebody who's just different. If I connected with you, show the love by listening and sharing this with all your friends and sharing it with those who can benefit from this, right? Make sure you visit me at bennylove.com. That's BENNIELove.com. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Late Night with Benny Love, your CLO. That's your chief love officer. All right? I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. Everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.